The year of our Lord, 1087. In the same year also, before the Assumption of St. Mary, King William went from Normandy into France with an army, and made war upon his own lord Philip the king, and slew many of his men, and burned the town of Mantes, and all the holy minsters that were in the town. And two holy men that served God, leading the life of Anacharsis, were burned therein. This being thus done, King William returned to Normandy. Rueful was the thing he did, but a more rueful thing him befell. How more rueful? He fell sick, and it dreadfully ailed him. What shall I say? Sharp death that passes by neither rich men nor poor sees him also. He died in Normandy on the next day after the Nativity of St. Mary, and he was buried at Caen, in St. Stephen's Minster. Castles he let men build, and miserably swink the poor. The king himself was so very rigid, and extorted from his subjects many marks of gold, and many 100 pounds of silver, which he took of his people for little need, by right and by unright. He was fallen into covetousness and greediness he loved withal. He made many deer parks, and he established laws therewith, so that whosoever slew a hart or a hind should be deprived of his eyesight. As he forbade men to kill the harts, so also the boars. And he loved the tall deer as if he were their father. Likewise he decreed by the hares that they should go free. His rich men bemoaned it, and the poor men shuddered at it. But he was so stern that he recked not the hatred of them all, for they must follow withal the king's will, if they would live, or have land, or possessions, or even his peace. Alas, that any man should presume so to puff himself up and boast o'er all men. May the Almighty God show mercy to his soul, and grant him forgiveness of his sins. These things have we written concerning him, both good and evil, that men may choose the good after their goodness, and flee from the evil withal, and go in the way that leadeth us to the kingdom of heaven.